Let me begin by thanking Jackie for arranging for the shiurim generally, and especially for the summer shiurim, both in the morning, the kolo, as well as in the evening. It really is a mutual pleasure, and it's something that I genuinely cherish. Yesterday we were discussing the esse de shabbosom, the aspect of the mitzvah sase of Shabbos. In addition to the lav of losasa chomalacha, when it comes to lametes malachos, the Torah tells us one has to preserve the kedusha sayom of Shabbos, and that is emphasized by many different sukkim, the pasuk of shabbosom, tishbos, the tosus in Shabbos samates, ushmartem es haShabbos ki kodesh ilochem. And the question was, what exactly is the scope of the essay of Shabbos? The lav is the reference to lametes malachos. What exactly is included in the essay? And we saw yesterday as follows. One view, and that's the Chiddush of the Rashba, the Sugya of Amos and Davav, that the essay goes hand in hand with the lav. The essay is limited to lametes malachos. If you deal with the secondary, the ancillary Isurim of Shabbos that are not Isurim Malacha, for example, Mechamer, or Shvisas Avadim, or Shvisas Behento, you do not find that the essay applies to those restrictions. It's forbidden in HaTorah, but nonetheless it is not considered to be a malacha. And Tosus disagrees and maintains that is not true. Mechamer, for example, is forbidden in HaTorah, and even though it's not one of the lametes malachos, but that is not only a lav, but it is as well a lav and an essay. So one view of the Rashba, the essay is limited to lametes malachos. Tosus expands it to isurim that you find in HaTorah, even though it is not an isur malacha. And then you come across that beautiful Ramban in Parshas Emor, in Vayikra Perach Chav Gimel Pasul Chav Dalet, where the Ramban writes that if a person knows Dinei Shabbos well enough, he could somehow navigate, he could circumvent Lametes Malachos, and have what appears to be a typical business day. Doing business on Shabbos is only Nisr Drabanan. Riding a horse on Shabbos, as it did in earlier times, only Nisr Drabanan. The Ramban writes, Mefana Chafetza Mepina Lepina, rearranging furniture in your home on Shabbos, that doesn't necessarily entail an Isra Malacha at all. But is that what the Torah envisions by Shmir Shabbos? And that's why the Ramban writes, the Torah posits not only Lametes Malachos, but also an essay of Shabbosom, insisting that we preserve the Kedusha Siyam of Shabbos in addition to Lametes Malachos. If a person engages in a strenuous, an arduous, a time-consuming task, on Shabbos or Yom Tov, one would violate the din daraisa of Shabbosom. And the Rambam writes a similar notion in Perach Avdala Poch Shabbos, that uvde dechol, something that is not in the spirit of Shabbos, it really is not the case that technically it is mutter, but somehow it is not within the spirit of the halacha. The Rambam writes, if you do something on Shabbos that detracts from that sense of Kedusha Sayom, in such a case, you violate the essay daraisa of Shabbos. It's not a malacha, but nonetheless, it is something that is forbidden min haTorah. So therefore, it's important to realize, uvde dechol, the Rambam writes, if a person will engage in that practice, and Shabbos loses its special character, it's no longer shvisa hanikeres, the Rambam writes, ubitel hatama kasub haTorah leman yanuach. It's an important concept. Sometimes something that is not Shabbos dik means that it is forbidden min haTorah, even though it is not necessarily in Isra Malacha. And then we saw the view of Magid Mishnah. Magid Mishnah is found a little bit earlier, Perachav Talat of Tochu Shabbos, where the Magid Mishnah writes that at times Isurei Drabanan also could be included in the essay de Shabbosom. When the Chachamim put forth certain restrictions Drabanan, they were doing so with the realization that this is necessary in order to preserve the Kedusha Sayom of Shabbos. And therefore you have a spectrum of various possibilities as to what is included in this essay de Shabbosom. The Rashba, Malacha, Tosus, Isurei Daraisa, even if they are not Isurei Malacha, the Rambam and the Ramban, Amel, Tircha, Uvda Dechol, the Magid Mishnah at times, even Isurei Drabban. I would suggest that there is even a fifth possibility. When you look at that Gemara in Shabbos, in the Chof Dalet Amadeus, where the Gemara tells us that if you have Shemen Shreifa, that if you have oil, which is truma tameya, that you must burn, you cannot burn it on Yom Tov. And the Gemara questions, why exactly is that the case? As we discussed last night, being Sorev Shemen Seifa is a mitzvah sasei, why not assume that esei dochalo sasei? The Gemara puts forth a few possibilities. Two possibilities are based on Tzukim, and finally, Rav Ashi says, how can you apply the principle of Esei Docho Lo Seisei to Yantif? Yantif is a lav and an Esei, and Ein Esei Docho Lo Seisei Vesei. The Ramban on that daf, Shabbos Chaf Dalet, raises the following simple question. If I had to ask you, why is it that a person cannot perform a mitzvah Seisei that involves Melach and Yantif, why do you have so many possibilities in the Gemara? A pasuk of Litein Boker Shin Nisrefasa, what do you need a pasuk for? Ein Esei Docho Lo Seisei Vesei. What's wrong with that answer? That's the last answer Rashi gives. Yantif is a lav and an Esei, and you never have the possibility of Esei Docho Lo Seisei Vesei. Why is it that the other Tanaim and Amraim suggest other possibilities? The Ramban writes the following. Apparently, they felt that this is not necessarily true, that in that case of being Sorit Shem and Srefa, it is not considered to be a lav and an Esei. It is not an Esei. But the question is, what exactly does that mean? There's no essay when it comes to Melacha and Shabbos and Yantif. And what about Shabbosom, Tishvos, Ushmartim Es HaShabbos? How can that be subject to Machlokes? You mean to say that there are deos in the Gemara that there is no essay? There are psukim and chumash that tell us that there is an essay regarding Melacha. Perhaps the answer is the following, and here perhaps a fifth view. Of course there is an essay of Shabbos, undeniably. Shabbosom, Tishvos, Ushmartim Es HaShabbos, but you know what that view in the Ramban is? That the essay does not apply to Melacha. You know, when the Ramban said in Parshas Emor that the Torah wants to preserve the Kedushas Yom HaShabbos, therefore in addition to the law, the whole Torah also created the essay. But does the essay apply to Melacha as well? Or maybe one could argue that no. When it comes to Lamed Tes Melachos, that's the law. The essay begins, so to speak, above and beyond the cases of the Melacha. Let's assume as the Ramban, the essay is arduous activity. Melech is tircha va'amel. One could envision that that does not necessarily apply to a particular Melacha. A person writes two letters on Yom Tov. I wouldn't necessarily call that tircha va'amel. So that's the Chiddush the Ramban writes. Maybe one could argue that that is not included in the essay de Shabbosom. The essay de Shabbosom, not in addition to Melacha, also applies to all those other areas, but maybe one could suggest that the Esei de Shabbosom is limited to those areas and doesn't apply necessarily to cases of Melacha. That would mean a fifth view. Now, so if someone were to ask you, simply, what is included in the mitzvah Esei of Shabbos and Yantif? So five different shittas. Now, the Rashba Melacha, Tosus, Isurei Torah, even if it's not a Melacha, the Rambam and the Ramban, those other aspects of Shabbos and Yantif, preserving as Kedushas Hayom, the Magid Mishnah, even Isurei Drabanan, and this possibly in the Ramban Shabbos Chav Dalet, that it doesn't apply to Melacha. It's limited to those other cases, preserving the Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos, of the Duchol, Meleches Tircha, Va'amel. We normally assume that the essay applies to Melacha, and in addition to that, it applies, as the Ramban writes, to those other areas as well.
There are similar Rambans, like Session to you, and Lefisa Yosher Rato, where he tries to expand, you know, the limited actual return of the Torah into our Mitzvah Saseh, even into more...
Right. Right. There are certainly differences. In other words, the Ramban does write that you have Kedoshim Tihyu on a level of Ben Adma Makom, you have Asis of Yashav HaTov on a level of Ben Adam HaChavero, that the Ramban terms perhaps in a different Hagdara. See, the phrase Ramban uses, for example, that you mentioned, is that's called Anavo Bershus HaTorah, where technically speaking what he's doing is Hekter, but it's kind of the pale. Person leads a very sloppy life. Now a person is kind of gluttonous. It's hard to point to a pasuk that says you shouldn't do that. But clearly you wouldn't point to that person and say that he personifies, right, Kedoshim Tihyu. But Rabban says that's kind of a novel versus Torah. The Chiddush of Shabbosom is that if a person is engaging his practice on Shabbos, I wouldn't say that's a novel versus Torah. That is a novel shalo versus Torah, because that is a bittul essay when it comes to Shabbos itself. It's a fascinating issue. Sometimes you have that concept of Kedoshim Tihyu. Sometimes, discussed in several shiurim, you have a concept even which is called a Ratzon HaTorah, that the Gemara calls a Din D'oraisa, where it's obvious that there's a mitzvah, even though it's not spelled out so clearly in the pasuk. Right? You have even cases such as that, where it's obvious from the Torah Hashem that this is what you must or must not do, even though it's hard for me to point to a pasuk. And the Gemara calls that Daraisa. The Gemara doesn't call that a Midas Hasidus. The Gemara calls it a Daraisa. The Sugya of Mitzvah Daf Lamed Beis says Tzar Balei Chayim is Daraisa. And if I were to ask you, where is there a pasuk for Tzar Balei Chayim, you'd be hard-pressed to point to a pasuk of Tzar Balei Chayim. Rashi writes, it's based on Prika. Look, the Torah says that if an animal is suffering under its load, you have to relieve the animal's burden, or the Ravid writes the pasuk of those Sachsam Shabadisha, don't muzzle an animal. But in all those cases, it doesn't mean that Tzar Balei Chayim is a violation of Prika. It's not a violation of Lo Sachsam Shabadisha. It means the following, that when you see these mitzvahs, you can glean, you can derive from them that the Torah thinks that this is inappropriate. Like the Rambam writes, that if Bilam was criticized for hitting the Asam, that's not something that one should do. That's not a din d'rabanan. The Torah says, you're wrong, that means that's a din d'araisa. So Radvaz writes, you can have a din d'araisa, which is not a mitzvah sasei, and which is not a mitzvah lo sasei. Now there's a concept of dinim d'araisa, even if something is not mefurish v'kra. That's above and beyond a sense, let's say, of kadoshim tiyu. So you have cases where you have a posuk. In Shabbosom, there's a clear posuk. And then you have cases where it's obvious that this is considered to be Ratzon HaTorah, and then you have the Ramban structure of kind of a Lifnim Meshuras Adin, a Ben Amal HaChaber, in cases of Ben Adam Lamaka. So when it comes to Esei de Shabbosom, so we have Malacha, and then we have those non-Malacha aspects of Shabbos as well. And Chassinuch raises a fascinating issue, when Chassinuch is found in Mitzvah Reish Tzadi Zayin, where he writes the following. I would have thought that Esei de Shabbosom is a mitzvah to say Shahazman Grama. And therefore, women should be exempt. That was Tosfos is here. The Ran writes that can't be. Why? Because after all, the mitzvah to say is also linked to the lo sasei. And women are obligated in lo sasei to refrain from malacha, so since they overlap, whoever is obligated in, the lav is also obligated in the essay. That was the Rani discussed yesterday on Taf Lamed Dalet in Kedushin. And Chassinuch raises now an interesting safek. We just got through discussing, wait, the mitzvah sasei is very broad. It's very broad. It covers malacha. That's the view of the Ran. It covers malacha. But it also covers areas that no longer overlap in Isra Malacha. Right? Tircha, Amel, Uvda Dechol. That's not in Isra Malacha. So there are two halves to the essay. Part of it is a reference to Malacha, that Malacha is a lav and an essay. And then the essay is more encompassing than just the lav. So the Chassinuch raises an interesting subject. If the reason that women are obligated in the essay is because they're obligated in the lav, then the essay and the lav go hand in hand, does that only apply to the shared areas, the Isra Malacha? Or do you argue that no, women are obligated in all aspects of Esei de Shabbosom, even cases where it is only an Esei and it is not a lav? That's the conclusion of the Minchas Chinuch. But it's an interesting possibility where you have a mitzvah that has two elements to it, part of which the starting point would be that women are obligated, and part of which one could argue women are exempt. So can that be that a mitzvah has two components and women are obligated in part of the mitzvah and they're exempt from part of the mitzvah? Here the Minchas Chinuch writes that women are obligated, as we assume, lahalach in all aspects of Shabbosom, the area that overlaps and the area even that does not as well. Why is that true? Why are women obligated in Esei de Shabbosom? So the Ran is clear, because the Esei goes hand in hand with the lav. Whoever is obligated in lav is also obligated in the Esei. Maybe one could suggest another possibility. Why should women be exempt? Because maybe Shabbosom is a mitzvah to say Shahazman Grama. Is that so obvious that the Turzman Grama should apply in this case? Why could you possibly distinguish? The source of mitzvah Shahazman Grama, what are all the examples of Zman Grama? Women are exempt from tefillin or lulav or sukkah or shofar. All of those cases are cases where the Torah demands performance. A kiyum essay bekum v'essay. The essay requires that you do, that you do. That's where women are exempt. It's worth mentioning, you know, the Vudraham writes, this is found in the Sefer Vudraham on Daf Chafei, that why is it that women are exempt from Mitzvah Shazman Grama? Or this is also found in the Sefer HaChasidim. Sefer HaChasidim writes this in Simen Tav Tav Reish Yer Aleph. Why is it? Why are women exempt from Zman Grama? The Sefer Chassidim, Avraham writes, it's because that The focus of the women are the needs of the home. And therefore, how can the Torah insist that you have to take care, you have to be that karas habayis, and at the same time, you're going to be running to fulfill every mitzvah say, shazman grama? And we have trouble doing that even without most of those responsibilities of the home. So therefore, that's why the Udram and Sefer HaChassidim write, in terms of Tamei HaMitzvos, why the Torah created a Ptur of Zman Grama. Even without that reason, but that reason itself is very compelling, isn't there a basis then to distinguish between cases where the Torah insists that you do, as opposed to unusual cases where it's true, it's framed as an essay, but what does the essay de Shavasan require? No asiya, you don't have to do, but the essay demands that you refrain, sheval tase. Is there a tour of mitzvah shehazman grama when it comes to an essay that teaches you to refrain? Maybe that's similar to elos essay, where women are obligated in all love, and even a love which is a love shehazman grama. This is an interesting issue that the Pnei Yehoshua raises in a different context. This Pnei Yehoshua is found in Beitza and Daf Lamed, where the Pnei Yehoshua discusses, we've given many shiurim on this topic of Tosefes, Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontif, Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, the need to go ahead and to begin Shabbos, Yontif, Yom Kippur early. The Gemara is explicit in Beit Shan Daf Lamed that women are obligated in the mitzvah of Tosefes. Why are they obligated in Tosefes? Why shouldn't I assume it's a mitzvah to say Shehazman Gramas? The Pnei Yehoshua writes in Beit Shan Daf Lamed, because what does Tosefes mean? The source is Yom Kippur. What is Tosefes Yom HaKippurim? The Rambam writes, begin the fast earlier. What does Tosefes mean? Stop eating, stop doing malacha at an earlier time. Refrain. The Pnei Yehoshua writes, when it comes to a mitzvah, which is the shev al taseh, that you sit back and you refrain, there's no ptur of zman grama. That's the chiddush that the Pnei Yehoshua writes. In tefillin, or tzitzis, or shofar, lulav, sukkah, the Torah says you must do, I understand. And there's a tour of zman grama, but not when it comes to mitzvah, which is to shave v'al tase. In fact, if you look in the tzlach is found on that daf, in Beitza, on daf lamed, the tzlach writes that this Pnei Yehoshua is against the Gemara. Because the Gemara writes, in sukkah, on daf chafes, that women are obligated in tosefes. They're obligated to set the Yom HaKippurim. How do you know that that's true? The Gemara quotes a pasuk. Pasuk, ha'ezra. It's a pasuk. It's a pasuk that tells us that women are obligated. It's not simply the svara that Tosefes just simply means to refrain. That was the sheval tasa. Rabbi Kivega writes, this is found in the Tshuvas Rabbi Kivega in Shimon Pei. Rabbi Kivega writes, it's a pasuk. Of course it's a pasuk. Undeniably. Yeah, but what does that mean? No, when the Gemara says, you see from this pasuk, that means that it's irrational. There's no reason. Everything is just a gzeiras hapasuk. Of course it's a pasuk. It's a pasuk that women are obligated in Tosefes, and it's a pasuk that women are exempt from tefillin. But you know what our role is? Why? They're both bound by time. Why are women exempt from tefillin and lulav and sukkah and shofar? And why does the pasuk say they're obligated in Tosefes? That's the svar of the Pnei Yehoshua that underlies the pasuk. And that is because the tour of Zman Grama only applies when something is the kumve say and not when something is the sheval tase. So one possibility is Tosefes, the other is our case, Shabbosam. That means you refrain. Refrain from Malacha, refrain from Uvde Dechol, refrain from Leches Tircha Va'amel. Maybe there's no tour of Zman Grama in those cases. I would even suggest that the Esri de Shabbosam maybe is even a better example than Tosefes. Because the essay de Shabbason, how is it that you fulfill this? By refraining from that which is forbidden on Shabbos Nyantif. How do you fulfill the mitzvah Tosefes? Maybe it's not so obvious that you fulfill the mitzvah Tosefes by simply sitting back and doing nothing. You know who writes this? This is a ritzvah. The ritzvah writes in Rosh Hashanah and Daptesh. You don't fulfill the mitzvah Tosefes by sitting back and doing nothing. You have to actively accept upon yourself the Kedusha Sayyam. You have to accept upon yourself Shabbos. You have to accept upon yourself Yantif. You know, that's an important issue, no? Well, of course you're going to refrain. No, Shia is at 6 o'clock. You're going to do malacha until 6 o'clock. You're going to turn the light on and off looking at your clock at 6, you'll stop. Of course you're going to give yourself a little bit of a safety net. The Ritva says that's not enough. Right? Just refraining from halacha is not the way that you fulfill the mitzvah Tosefes. You fulfill Tosefes by actively accepting upon yourself the Kedusha Sayom. When do we generally do this? Right? Kol Nidrei night, right? Those who come early enough to shul to say Tefillah Zaka, right? V'hinei mekabalai Kedusha Yom HaKippurim. I hereby actively accepting upon myself the fact that now it is Yom Kippur. But you know what? This is not only a mitzvah when it comes to Yom Kippur. We also feel it's a mitzvah when it comes to Tosefes Shabbos as well. You know, in earlier times, that was Kabbalah Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos was before Shkia, accepting upon yourself the fact that now indeed it is Shabbos, right? Those who now daven out their earlier minyan, right? That's well before Shkia, right? During the year, it's not so easy finding a minyan where Kabbalah Shabbos is before Shkia, right? We crunched Mincha before Shkia, not Kabbalah Shabbos before Shkia. That's more unusual, which means that in such an instance, then one should actively accept upon himself the fact that it is Shabbos, at least a window of time, let's assume 5 minutes or so before Shkia, before, and otherwise we would refrain to state that I'm accepting upon myself the fact that now, right, it is Shabbos. That's what the Rama writes, that's what the Mishneh Berurah quotes, the Shabbos Kochasa writes, to reiterate, now that the mitzvah Tosefes, the Rama and the Ritz writes, requires some acceptance of the fact if now it's considered to be Shabbos. You know, it's interesting, the Shulchan Aruch writes that there is a mitzvah of Nichum Aveilim on Shabbos, but you don't use the same nusach. You don't say Hamakom Yenachem, but rather you'll say Shabbosi Milenachem Unachama Krovolovo. Just like when it comes to Mishaberach, right? Shabbosi Milizok, Rufu Krovolovo. The same thing when it comes to Nichum Aveilim as well. So what always the old minhag was printed in the Sidurim, that if an Avil is going to enter, and we're going to engage in Nichumim, so in such a case we're going to say Hamakom Yenachem, so you want the Avil to enter before we are Mekabel Shabbos. So therefore before Mekabel Shabbos, Mizmer Shlima Shabbos, the Avil comes and you say Hamakom Yenachem. You know, the difficulty though, again, that for our Minyanim, right, it's already Shabbos. Right? By the time we get to Hamakom Yenachem, that's an interesting ha'ara that perhaps, right, when the Avil comes in at that time, perhaps the nusach that should be used is the Shabbos nusach of Nichum Aveilu, not the Hamakom Yenachem. In the earlier times, when they used to, as the Rambam describes, go out mivod yom and accept upon themselves Shabbos through a Kabbalah Shabbos, you're right. So now the nusach of Chol is in fact used at that particular time. But again, in terms of Tosefes, it's always important to realize, b'kum v'asei, accepting upon herself that sense, the fact that now it is considered to be Shabbos, Yontov, Yom HaKippurim. So Tosefes, one could argue, of course you need a pasuk to obligate women, because that requires acceptance actively. That is Izman Grama. Esed HaShabbosom, which is something that is the Shev Al-Dasa, the refrain from activity on Shabbos, perhaps then, that is why women are obligated, because there's not a classic example of a mitzvah sasei shahazman grama. So again, these are examples of the non-malacha aspects of Shabbos, but it's really, really worth, right, emphasis. I know very often with especially young talmidim, when I speak to youngsters in elementary school and so on, you try to tell them something isn't Shabbos dick. Doesn't always fly very well. Now, you don't have to tell them it's not Shabbos dick. You tell them what the Ramban writes. You tell them what the Rambam writes. No, you tell them that there's a whole world to Shabbos other than Lamed Tes Malachos. And you list all the examples that the Ramban tells you. This is not just simply not within the spirit, right? These are Dinim Daraisa, even though it's not considered to be that which is a Malacha. I mentioned the Ritzvan Rosh Hashanah Daf on the days and the days, cites this Ramban, and writes that this is a precious gem, this Ramban and Parsha Shemor. It tells you to experience that sense of a Kedushas Yom of Shabbos, right, in addition to obvious, the necessary care and emphasis to avoid Lamites Malachos themselves. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Mem Tesma Beis, that tells us the source of Malachi Shabbos. How do we know the Lamites Malachos? Not based on explicit Tzukim. If, for example, a pasuk tells us that something is aser, you know, for us, that's a difficulty, that's a challenge, no? If the Torah goes out of its way and tells us a malach is forbidden, like hotzah is forbidden, or lo sevaro eish b'chomosh v'seich, one cannot ignite, you can't kindle a flame, The Gemara is always troubled. Why do you need a pasuk? Because sukkim are not necessary to tell us individual malachos. They are known to us, as the Gemara writes in Shabbos Memtes, based on Mishkan. That serves as the model of Meleches Shabbos. After all, the Torah told us that one cannot be Mechal Shabbos in the course of what the Gemara refers to as Mishkan, and therefore that is the basis of Lamed Tes Malachos themselves. When I say Mishkan, exactly what does that mean? This is a fundamental machlokes, Rashi and Rav Haigon. What we're always familiar with, that's the Shita of Rashi, that the Torah told us you have to build a Mishkan Beis HaMikdash. Vasli Mikdash, Veshechanti Veselfam, what the Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvos and Mitzvachah, but you cannot do so on Shabbos. So there's a mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash, not to do so on Shabbos. Normal course of malacha that is required for Binyan HaMishkan. Binyan HaMishkan, that serves as the basis of Lamed Tes Malachos. And if you look at Rashi throughout Masechet Shabbos, whether it's on Daf Mem Tes, or on Daf Ayin Gimel, or there in Daf Tzadi Beis, Rashi always tells you the source of the malacha. Where is it found in? Binyan HaMishkan. This is against the view of Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon writes that the limud of Mishkan and Shabbos, not necessarily simply Binyan HaMishkan, but rather Avodah. Avodah Sakarbanos. The Torah will delineate, right, Avodah Sakarbanos, and there are many karbanos and many aspects of Avodah that one cannot do on Shabbos. You know, the Avodah that can be done on Shabbos is somewhat limited. That has to be a karban which is kavul ozman, something that can only be done on Shabbos. I can't bring a karban musaf of Shabbos on any other time. So if the Torah tells us, so you know that you're obligated to do so on Shabbos. When it comes to other types of karbanos, I can't go ahead and offer those karbanos on Shabbos. Why not? What's wrong with bringing an olas nedava on Shabbos? The answer is, it's a malacha. Because avodas hakarbanos serves as a basis of malacha as well. That's a fundamental machlokes, Rashi and Rav Haigon. When I look to find the source of Lamed Tes Malachos, do I have to find the source in Binyan HaMishkan? Or can I even look to Avodas HaKarbanos as well? Rav Haigon writes, Avodas HaKarbanos. When it comes, for example, to many menachos, I can't bring these menachos on Shabbos, and therefore, anything that's involved in the mincha, right, the sowing and the reaping, the harvesting, the borer, the tochein, I cannot do any of that on Shabbos to bring a mincha. That serves as the basis of Lamed Tes Malachos. That's a pretty critical machlokes, whether it's Binyan HaMishkan or whether in fact it's considered to be Avodas HaKarbanos. One could certainly envision differences. There could be certain things that are clearly found in Avodah that were not found in Binyan HaMishkan. Now, there's a machlokes, the Gaonim against the Shita of Rashi and the Rambam, a person who squeezes a grape, of Zeisim Vanavim, or squeezes an olive to extract its oil, right, was that found in the Mishkan? In order to be an Av Malacha, it has to be Mishkan. Was that found in the Mishkan? It was not found in Binyan HaMishkan, but it certainly is found in Avodas HaKarbanos, the need to produce oil or wine. The Gonim write that that's an Av Malacha. Rashi and the Rama write, no, it's only a Tova, because it was not found in the Mishkan itself. It's critical to know whether Mishkan means only Binyan HaMishkan or whether it's in fact the Avodas HaKarbanos. Achia, for example, baking. Baking was not found in Binyan HaMishkan. Achia certainly is found in Avodas HaKarbanos, right? Does that mean that it's an Av, or should one argue that's considered to be that which is a Tova? One can envision many differences as to what the source of Malacha in fact is. That's a critical machlokes between Rashi and Rav Haigon. Everyone agrees Mishkan. However, is Mishkan Avodas HaKarbanos, or does it mean Binyan HaMishkan itself? And then you get to the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Ayin, where the Gemara tells us the following chiddush, and that is that Avos, Lamed Tes Malachos, Avos. But not only are you chayev for Avos, there's also a concept of Todos. We have a right to derive. Once we can determine what the avos are, So we know, in fact, we can now derive even toldos as well. The avos, the Gemara says, is the following. Hach behavi the mishkan chashiva koreliyal. Mishkan, that will dictate as to what is considered to be an av malach. You know, there is a Tosus that writes a very interesting chiddush. The Tosus is found not in Shabbos. The Tosus is found in Sochim, Kufi Yadzayin Ladeis. Tosus writes, you know what the source of avos malachos? Tosus quotes in Medrash. The reason for Shemir Shabbos, the Torah tells us in Dvarim, is to remind us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. No? That's what the Torah writes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Eretz Mitzrayim. Al-Kain, Sivcha Shem Elokeinu Lasos, Es Yom HaShabbos. Parshas Yeschanan. You Shomer Shabbos to remind you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Shabbos has two different themes. Bria Shemayim Varetz, Borei, but also Manig, Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Gemara writes, that's true daraisa. That's why when it comes to Kiddush, you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush Hayom. You can make Kiddush and you can mention the beauty of Shabbos, but you also have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, Pashup Shem the Gemara, if you don't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush, you don't fully fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush, right, at all. And that Gemara, where the Gemara says, Mazkirin Yetzias Mitzrayim b'Kiddush Hayom, you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, Tosus quotes a fascinating medrash, the top Tosus, Tzachim, Kuf Yud Zayin Amadeis, that's another source of malacha. The Torah tells us, Vayavidu Mitzrayim es Bnei Yisrael, Tefarech. What was the Avodas Terach? What was that? So Tosus writes in the Gematria of At Bash, where you have a correspondence of the two halves of the alphabet. So parech is equal to lamites. Lamites. That's Tosus' gematria, the name of the medrash. Lamites malachos. That's what Tosus writes. Parech is lamites. That's 39. In other words, in order to demonstrate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, we refrain on Shabbos from those very activities that we had to do when we were avodin to Paro in Mitzrayim. And in that sense, Shmir Shabbos is considered to be Zeche, it's Yes Mitzrayim. That's what Tosus writes in Tzachim. In addition to the Makoros of Mishkan, we also find that this is true when it comes to Yes Mitzrayim. And there's a third Makar. The third Makar is found in the Zohar, in Parshas Pinchas. But the Zohar writes, we commemorate Bria Shemayim Varetz. Bria Shemayim Varetz when it comes to Shabbos. Kaviyochol, that's the Zohar. Now, what Malachos does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do when He creates the world? When we create, right, what malachos are involved in creative acts? Answer, lamites malachos. Lamites malachos, right, are a form of creation, of Bria Shamayim Varetz. It's interesting, there is a rule, right, that's why Hotsah is different. Hotsah is the malachos Geruah because there's no creativity, right, in Hotsah. Nothing is being created, nothing is being inherently altered, but just simply the chetetz goes from place to place. In such a case, that's where there's Ruah writes, Hotsah is so different. Even though Malacha doesn't require psukim, but Hotsah requires psukim. Even though something that is found in the Mishkan is an av, Hotsah, as it was found in the Mishkan, is only a toda, hachnasa. Hemotiyas akrashimi karkav agala. Hotsah is needed for an av, and Mishkan is needed for toldos when it comes to cases of Hotsah. Right? But that's the only exception to the rules of Malacha, because Hotsah, the Zeruah writes, lacks that creative sense which reflects the basis of Malacha Shabbos. So you find in Makoros three sources for Malacha on Shabbos, whether it's Mishkan, or Bria Shamayim Va'aretz, or whether it's Yetzias Mitzrayim. But Yetzias Mitzrayim is a fundamental motif of Shabbos. It reminds us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only as Borei, but also as Manhig as well. That's what the Ramban emphasizes in Aseres HaDibros. Shabbos has that dual commemoration. Right? There are others who believe, right, in a God who is a Borei. But we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Borei u'Manhig. HaMechadesh b'tuvo b'chol yom tamid. Not that somehow the clock was wound and it ticks independent of, right, any other force, but no, Kadosh Baruch Hu impacts on the world with every act, each and every day, and that, the Ramban writes, is all evident, right, in Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's why Yetzias Mitzrayim is so critical when it comes to Shabbos. In fact, that Gemara that tells us, Mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim, B'Kiddush Hayom, you know, that's the Ha'ara of the Minchas Chinuch. where we've discussed in earlier shiurim the mitzvah and hatorah of kiddush, that you have to make kiddush on Shabbos. Zachar sim haShabbos lekadosho, the gemara brachos and davchof and shvuos and davchof, that there's a mitzvah daraisa of kiddush. Rov Rishonim assume, like the Rambam, this is how we assume halacha and reish ayin aleph, that kiddush midaraisa does not require wine. Zachrei lahayayin is only drabanan, drinking only drabanan. Kiddush min haTorah is bidvarim, mentioning the kedushas kiyum of Shabbos. Kiddush bidvarim is considered to be min haTorah. In fact, there is the Tosus Rid writes in Sach in Kuf Yedaleh. Since we assume that that's true, that kiddush midaraisa does not require wine, does not require drinking, the kiddush bidvarim is all that's necessary. Therefore, the Tosus Rid writes there is clearly a mitzvah min haTorah of kiddush on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur. You can't eat, you can't drink. Yeah, but min haTorah, you don't eat eating, you don't eat drinking. And therefore there's a mitzvah min haTorah of kiddush on Yom Kippur. And therefore when you daven marev kol nidrei night, you're not just fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillas arvis, right? You're fulfilling the mitzvah daraisa of kiddush, of zachar sim haShabbos lekadosho. That's the Tosfos Rid. Zachim kuf yedaleh. That one should be mindful of that when you daven on Kol Nidrei night, that realize that this is a mitzvah of kiddush. Because if kiddush min haTorah requires kiddush makom sudor, requires yain or tima, that's impossible when it comes to Yom Kippur. But since we assume that kiddush bedvarim is all that is necessary, and that leads the Magen Avraham to argue as follows: if that really is true, that all you need is kiddush bedvarim, then you know what? You can fulfill the mitzvah min haTorah of kiddush when you daven mariv. When you daven mariv, right, on Friday night, and you mention the Kedusha Seyom of Shabbos, with that, you fulfill the mitzvah min haTorah of kiddush. The Minchas Chinuch, in mitzvah lamed aleph, writes, he doesn't think that that's true. I agree, you don't need drinking, you don't need wine, you don't need a kosher bracha, but you do need Yetzias Mitzrayim. You need Yetzias Mitzrayim. And you don't find in the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei any reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you will not be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Kiddush by davening Marev. That's what the Minchas Chinuch writes. Minchas Chinuch writes that, look, if it's Yontif, and you hold Kiddush on Yontif is Daraisa, then you do have in Shmoneh Esrei Zeich Yetzias Mitzrayim. Or when Yontif falls on Shabbos, you have a Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei that contains Zeich Yetzias Mitzrayim. But on a typical Shabbos, if Yetzias Mitzrayim is absent, right, you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos. It's a fascinating comment, right, that the Minchas Chinuch has, that Yetzias Mitzrayim is so critical to areas of Shabbos, it's necessary when it comes to Kiddush, and Tosfos writes that that is the basis of Lamed Tes Melachos. It's a fascinating possibility. Bria Shemayim Varetz, Lamed Tes Melachos, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Lamed Tes Melachos, Binyan Mishkan, Lamed Tes Melachos. You know, Kaviyach in the following sense, Kadosh Baruch Hu built a world for us. No? And that was the model of Lamed Tes Melachos. And Mishkan is Vosli Mikvus V'Shachanti V'Sochem, that is our Asiya, so to speak, right, of building, right, a Makom Yucha to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, involvement of Lamed Tes Melachos, and we have Binyan HaMishkan, which serves according to Rashi as the basis of Lamed Tes Melachos as well. There's supplementary reasons, the links between Briyas Shamayim Varetz and Briyas HaMishkan, in the sense of Binyan HaMishkan that serves as the basis of these Melachos. This is true when it comes to Avos Melachos. And all of a sudden the Gemara writes, you know, Masechta Shabbos is very vast, but this drasha, right, is just a couple of words. The Gemara says that in the beginning of Chumash Vayikra, the Torah tells us, Asar achas meheina, meheina. If a person will perform any of these things, hechayev achatas. The Gemara writes the following, that heina, avos. Meheina, todos. Two words. Meheina, todos. And that's the Gzeiros HaKasim. Achidus, that on Shabbos, there are toldos, right? You're not limited to Lamed Tes Melachos, but you're chayav for toldos as well. How do you know that they're chayav for toldos? It's a pasuk. Meheina, the prefix of min, very often means a derivative. Hayotse min ha'avos. The Torah says you're chayav for these things, and that is heina, and also meheina hayotse min ha'avos. In other words, the Torah tells us that you're chayav for toldos as well. You're chayav for toldos. If you look in the Sheet of Kabetzis, in the very beginning of Bava Kamma, right, in Davbeizam Ralef, the name of the Mahari Katz, raises a very interesting question. On Shabbos, how do you know that you're chayav for toldos? The answer, a pasuk. What about other cases? The first Mishnah in Bava Kamma, Arba Avos Mezikin. Good, the first line in the Gemara, Midiktani Avos, Michlal Dika Toldos. If the Mishnah says there are Avos, there must also be Toldos. You know what, if I would have expected the next word in the Gemara to be? Minamon. How do you know that? The Mishnah says Avos, you're right, that implies Toldos. How do you know that they're Toldos? Right? You learn through all of the Masechta, you never get to that word, Minamon. The Gemara never says, I know that this is true. In other words, there's no pasuk to tell us that you're chayav for toldos when it comes to nezikin. It's just an assumption. When the Torah gives you models of hezek, these are models, models. But you're only chayav for shor, bor, mava, hevra, that's it. And for everything else, heter gomor, there's no chiyuv tashlumin. The Torah gives us examples through which we glean. No? And therefore the Gemara says, Misara, midiktani avos, michlal dikatodos. And yet when it comes to Shabbos, no, you have a pasuk that tells you that you're chayiv for todos. It's a very interesting issue. Are todos in general a svara, or are they based on a pasuk? Do I have a right to assume that they are todos? You know, there are many examples of Shabbos. Let's assume, for example, shearing, gozes. So on Shabbos, I'm not about to shear. That's a melacha d'oraisa of gozes. What about tolesh? I don't shear. I go ahead and I pluck the feathers right from the bird. Right? That's not shearing. That's called tolesh. What is that? Tolesh is a tolda of gozes. Once I know that that's true, in other words, on Shabbos, I broaden these definitions. No, I broaden definitions. Zoreya means placing a seed in the ground. But they're also toldos of Zoreya, no? Mashkemayim Nizraim, I water the plant. I'm promoting the growth of the plant, not by placing the seed in the ground, by watering. That's a tolda. So I know in Shabbos terms that gozei shearing does not simply mean shearing, but rather it includes Oker Dava Megidolo, right? Even Tolesh as well. When it comes to Zoreya, it doesn't mean planting, it means anything which is the purpose of promoting the growth of the plant. When I leave the world of Shabbos, and I find that term used in Chumash in other contexts, is the same thing true? Or do I assume that's not the case? When you have an animal that has a Kedushas Bechor, the Torah tells us, Lo Sagoz Bechor Tzonecha. You can't go ahead and shear right, that animal. Do I have a right to say, well, you know, in Hilchos Shabbos, shearing is not limited to shearing, they're toldos. And therefore, shearing includes a much broader definition. Is that also true when it comes to Gizas Bechor? When it comes to a Nachal Eson, no, the Torah tells us the following, you have Negla Rufa, you know what, that area, that Nachal, Lo Yizareya, you're not allowed to plant in that Nachal. What about aside from planting? Am I allowed to care for that ground on Shabbos? Mashkemayim Nizraim is chayiv mishum zareya. Is that true when it comes to a case of Nachal Eson? The Torah tells us in Parshas Bo that you know what? That you cannot carry the carbon pesach. Lo sosiu min havas min habayis hachutza. You cannot go ahead and carry the carbon pesach from one place to another. No, when we eat the carbon pesach, we eat the current Pesach as Malachim, no? When a Melech eats, no, you know, he doesn't have to break the bones, right, of what he's eating to try to get a little more. The Melech has plenty. When a Melech finishes eating, you know, he doesn't have to take the leftovers and carry it with him home, no? The Melech, he has no scarcity of food. When we eat the current Pesach, we eat it as B'nai Malachim, Etzem Losishvabo, don't break any of the bones, right? Don't eat the morsels, eat, right? In a way that a melech would eat, don't carry any of the basar of the current Pesach out, right? Whatever is left over, right? You handle there. Don't take it anywhere else. No, that's what the Sefer HaChinuch writes. L'mashal l'gdula k'derach ha-malachim. That's how we eat the current Pesach. You can't carry the current Pesach out of the chabura. But you know, carrying on Shabbos is not only carrying. No, carrying has told us as well. Moshit, Zorek. Now, is this true? Once you leave the world of Shabbos and you enter other areas, are the definitions the same? Or do you argue that no, that on Shabbos uniquely there's a concept of todos, but maybe todos don't always apply to every other case? This is a fascinating issue, the concept of todos, the cholat arakula. We're used to assuming avos and todos when it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to aspects of tuma. What about in other areas as well? Is there a concept of todos? And then we'll have to discuss the next year, the following, what are the differences between avos and todos? Now that we know that you're chayav for avos, you're chayav for todos, right? What it distinguishes, an av itself from a todo. This will open up a whole world, right, to various aspects of Malachi Shabbos. But fascinating possibilities, right? The lav of Shabbos, the essay of Shabbos, and what is the basis, right, of lamet es malachos. So three different possibilities in terms of mekoros. And as I always emphasize, that chiddush of the Ramban, with lamet es malachos, that's one aspect of Shmir Shabbos. But it's important to realize preservation of the Kedusha Sayyam is critical, and that is what is driving the Yisurei Torah that are not necessarily Yisurei Malacha.
Back on Monday,